I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
What's up, yeah. O, diba? Ang dami namin. Good evening.
Ilan ba tayo sa studio?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Si Ma'am Joy, ayaw magpakita.
Oo nga eh. May groupies. Alright, I have no idea what's going on. This is the unofficial Tunay na Rider FJ Moto Mountain Cross Adventure 2024
event
of the year. Episode. All right. So in the studio, we have Don Joseph and then the team. Mark, can you introduce everyone?
me, Mark Sung, and we have Buck Pago, Macia Ganon. Sir Toti Alberto,
and me, sir
Ray Relativo, the living legend.
Living
legend. And Renzi. But Ren is...
Nag-CR lang yata si Renzi.
Galit pa kay Don Joseph. Eh.
Oo nga, nakita niya. Ikaw pala yun. Okay. So the first question is...
si Don, parang natrop yata ako dito, Barsa.
Yung unang tanong namin dito sa Tunay na Rider ay... Actually, pinag-usapan na natin to dati, di ba? Kung ano yung FJ, Moto.
Di ba yun? Rimba Raid qualifiers yun eh.
Rimba, so never so natin ito, napag-usapan to. Mountain.
Rimba pa to.
Okay, so first time talaga.
So, si Don Joseph, para siyang Mother Lily ng motorcycle.
Mr. Mother Lily, ano po yung FJ Moto Advent? Mountain Cross Endurance Adventure? FJ Moto Enduro Mountain Adventure 2024. Ano yun, boss?
Bagay lang ako konting history, kuya.
Yun.
So, nag-start kasi kami ng events. Nag-start kami muna sa motocross. And then we did enduro cross races. Tapos, parang nag-isip lang ako ng isang event for adventure naman. Para at least yung lahat ng off-road ng pagmomotor, may event kami. So, yun yung ginawa ko, yung FJ Moto Mountain Cross Adventure.
So, yung enduro cross, mas medyo kailangan enduro bikes yon.
Yeah, dirt bike.
Dirt bike talaga.
Pang trail, oo.
So,
bikes.
Itong enduro mountain adventure...
For adventure bike siya.
Adventure bike. So, yes. Any bike na pwede sa road, street legal, and pwede rin mag-off-road.
Yes. Basta 400cc and above. 400. Hindi pwede yung dirt bike.
Okay, okay, okay. And this is the pang ilan beses
pang
yun?
Pang third.
Na? Pang third.
Yes.
So, yung unang tanong ko, may trophy ba?
Yes.
may fresh to arrive.
May fresh to arrive ba?
Fresh to arrive. Ano, wala kasing winners dito, kuya. Basically, finisher lang.
Alam it's mo ba yun, Toti? Walang winners?
Teka, so walang time? No. Hindi tayo bagay dito, winner tayo.
Wala ba tayo rito ng ano, category? Like, katulad nung Rimba Ray.
Wala, sir. Wala po.
So, any bike? Any bike or any displacement?
Yes, apo.
Same lang.
Basta 400 to kung 1300 yung suggested, 1300. Yep. 400cc to and above. Yun po yung classification ng bikes.
Age limit wala.
Baka may discount pag 65 and up.
Mga 400cc.
Dapat pala kumuha tayo.
Bale, bawal lang dirt bike.
Yes.
So like yung Beta 430 ko, bawal yun. Hmm. So, 400 up. So, anong mga motorcycles ba yung nasa 400 range?
KTM yung 390 Adventure nila, that's considered the 400cc. Tapos yung Himalayan na 400. Sa CF Moto, meron din sila mga 400cc na mga big bike, ganun. So, ayun. Yun po yung mga kategory ng 400cc.
Kaya, yung scrambler ba ng Ducati? Pwede ba yun? Yun yung gagamitin namin eh.
Pwede. Pwede yun. Pwede yun. Pwede.
Pwede last year, bawal.
Okay, okay.
690.
Yeah, oh, last year.
Yeah, but this year.
This year, pwede na siya.
Pwede na yung 690 na siya, this year. 690.
Okay, so if it's not, if kung walang first to arrive, walang fresh to arrive, ano yung point?
Yung adventure ka din siya, it's a 3 days and 2 nights adventure. So, yung paano gawin yung event is, hindi alam ng rider kung saan sila pupunta. So, ibibigay lang namin yung coordinates every checkpoint reach. So, malalaman lang nila yung destination ng checkpoint 1. Ibibigay ko dun sa starting line. Pagdating nila dun sa starting line, itatrack nila yung coordinates dun sa sunod na checkpoint. Pagdating nila ng next checkpoint na yun, saka ko lang ibibigay ulit yung next coordinates para sa susunod naman na checkpoint. Ngayon, ang difference nito sa ibang endurance kasi, pinapasok namin siya sa mga off-road sa north na hindi pa talaga napupuntahan ng mga rider. Tapos yung off-road niya, medyo mahirap talaga.
Medyo wait, sandali.
Hindi, sorry, nagkamali ako. Mahirap talaga. Ayun siya. So, wala dito, kahit pa sabi, kaya wala akong winners dito kasi dun parang sa route na mahirap na at matapos nila yun, at the end of the, dun sa finish line, they can consider themselves a winner na kasi sa sobrang hirap ng ruta kasi.
Sobrang hirap daw.
So, okay.
Teka, define hirap.
Mark,
define hirap.
Iba, so you have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 first timers and the official Baudelaire of the Philippines. Yeah.
Paano yan?
Define hirap. Define hirap.
Yung ano po kasi, yung route po kasi is this year, ang route namin is, yung earlier announcement kasi namin is 80% of road, 20% off road. Pero when we did our final check, track read, it turned out na parang siya, 65% road, 35% yung off road.
Mm.
So, ayun. So, yung sa off road, yung sa off road po, talagang kung, kaya nga lagi ang promotion namin dito, kung hindi ka nag-off road, huwag ka nang sumali kasi, kumbaga, iya ka lang. So, ano talaga.
Okay. Kasi, nag-load na ako sa e-pass ko eh. Hindi pala magagamit yun.
Ito, hindi panalo ka na sa 65%.
Can you rate the off-road? 0 to Don Joseph.
0 to Don Joseph.
Gano'ng kahirap? Don Joseph being
ano,
the hardest.
Ano siya, hindi kasi sa... Kasi ang problema kasi kuya, when we do our track race kasi, ano siya, maulan kasi siya eh. Mm. So like for example, last year, parang nadalian yung mga rider kasi nga, natuyo yung off-road section. Ang problema, hindi namin ma-determine yan, hindi namin masabi yan eh. Kasi baka naman mamaya, pagdating nung mismong day ng event, tuyo or pagdating ng mismong day na event, basa, umulan. So hindi namin masabi.
Lahat ng mga budulero, ganyan yung excuse. Ay, iba, kahapon tuyo yan. Pasensya lang, ayan, ha?
So, so, nung nag-track lead kami 2 weeks ago, basa talaga siya. So mahirap talaga. As in talagang kung hindi ka talaga nag-offroad, sasabihin ko, balik mo na, huwag ka na sumali talaga.
may tanong si Paolo Ortan, yes. Pwede ba o Ital Jet?
Pwede naman, tapos ibenta mo na pagkatapos.
Kailangan 400 na Ital Jet.
Okay, now here's my question. Maybe you guys can share what bikes you're bringing and then let's gauge Don Joseph's reaction.
Sige, game.
Kung benta o hindi.
Ikaw na muna ba?
Hindi, may tanong daw si Mark eh.
Hindi, I was pointing at you. Ikaw muna.
Ako. Sa bike. So, kunyari, Ducati Multistrada V4 Rally. Sobrang laki yun.
Honestly, Sir Toti, di ba last time nag-usap tayo, parang 2 weeks ago, nag-ask ka. Yung bike kasi actually lahat pwede. Kasi may gumagamit ng 1200, meron ngayon nag-register na naka 1300, I think 1250. Nasa rider talaga siya. So, last year yung pinakamalaki mabigat na nakatapos is 1250. So again, kung kaya nung rider yung bike nun, walang problema. So ayun, hindi ko po masabi na like for example si si Master Ray na lang. So nung Rimba Raid na race, 'di ba? Siya pa yung parang top 2 na naka-finish. Ang bigat-bigat din ng bike niya. So nasa rider 'yan, hindi po sa bike eh.
Okay. Sorry.
So dun sa Rimba Raid, mga ganong kahirap or mas madali, mas mahirap?
Mas mahirap po dun sa Rimba Raid. Kasi yung dinaanan sa Rimba Raid, tuyo pa po yun, sir.
Ah, wala. Okay. Ano lang pala, Manila to kay Ray. Rimba Raid din eh.
Ray.
Mas mahirap kaysa sa Rimba Raid. Itong
Opo, mas mahirap po ito.
Mas mahirap.
Kasi ano to ha, 3 days event to.
Rimba Raid.
Oh, mas mahirap to kaya.
Wow.
Excited na ako.
sabi ni Jason Maligaya, sakto daw yung Honda Helix dyan. Pwede ba? Sasali ako kung... Oh, Master Ray, ano yung dadalin mo?
Ano ba dadalhin to?
Parang nag-iba.
Naghahanap ako ng 400cc.
Tinakot tayo ni Don eh.
Beta 530 na lang.
Ako feeling ko Desert X. Yun ang dream bike ko. Pwedeng-pwede yung Desert. Master, yan ang bike mo?
Desert X. Kung meron.
Okay. Mark.
I'm using a Desert X also.
Comment. Desert X.
Desert X.
White or black? Anong mas maganda yung performance?
In Desert X, pag natapos ka, pwede mo pang i-keep yun.
Okay.
It will survive. It will survive.
Static display.
Pagkatapos. Buck.
Desert sled.
Basta may desert, pwede.
Si Maki.
Scrambler Icon 800.
Nasa rider ko
'yan. Sinasabi ko.
Pero I think you have a lot of guys watching also. A lot of my friends joining naka Himalayan. I'll ask for the Himalayan boys. Anong reaction mo sa Himalayan?
Masasabi ko pinaka madaling bike na gamitin yung Himalayan. Okay. Kasi maliit siya, 400 eh.
Nasa rider pa rin.
Pero nasa rider pa din.
Kasama niyo si di ba? Si Jojo.
Oh, si Jojo.
Jojo.
Si
Jojo. Si Jojo. Anong gamit ni Jojo?
62. 400.
Yes, comment to.
Zeke, may echo pa? May echo ba?
Wala na.
I have no idea what that means.
Hindi ako nag-sign language, hindi ko alam yan.
Hindi, si Jojo, naka-ano yan. 62 na scrambler, 400.
Oh, may question si Peter Abelia.
Yay.
Kuya Peter, when we do our track read, unang-una, kasi ano siya, hindi lang siya kasi once eh, siguro mga 6 times, ganyan. Yung una namin is naka-dirt bike, tapos kasi ikutan lahat, tapos sila Kuya Resty naka-GS, ako naka-Tenere. So, both ginagamit namin for the paggawa ng route. Yung last namin, naka-big bike kami nung last.
Okay. So, yun. Zeke, okay na ba yung echo or meron pa rin? Kasi, pasensya lang Vince, ha? Kasi, ang dami nila, eh. So,
natin yung mic.
We'll... Okay, we'll fix it in post. Tomorrow we'll see Vince. Like the chief, yung big boss ng Cardo is flying in tonight. So
party daw sa kickstand eh.
Oo.
Ay, hindi, parang tayo-tayo lang. Ay, hindi ba yun ano?
Okay.
By invites pala.
So this is a multi-day event. You can't, is there navigation involved? Like,
yeah, may... oh, yun ang pinaka-importante yung navigation. Kasi, yun nga, hindi mo alam yung route eh. So,
guys are complaining echo. Just check the phone, sir.
Yeah. Naka-mute. Oh, yun.
Ikaw pala eh.
Hindi, naka-mute eh.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yan, yan.
Try again. Parang daw tayo nahulog sa bangin. Preview na daw ng FJ Moto.
sa event na yon, sa event yon. Hindi ngayon.
Okay, so like how does navigate? Parang Dakar Rally ba yon? Yung may ano?
Roadbook.
Ah,
ang ibibigay kasi namin kuya every checkpoint is coordinates eh. So sila bahala kung paano nila i-navigate yung coordinates na ibibigay namin. So other riders are using Maps.me, yung iba naman Google Earth kung wala. So depende sa rider kung paano, anong mas convenient sa kanila.
Pero walang internet doon. So kailangan medyo the maps work offline.
Yes, oo. Oh.
So mas mahirap pa pala to sa Dakar kasi walang roadbook eh. Wala kang susundan.
Yun ang gusto kong mangyari, mas mahirap tayo sa Dakar kuya eh. Kaya
All right. What's your strategy, Toti? Master Ray, kung ganun.
Mag-aaral pa nga lang kami. Mag-aaral pa lang kami mag-navigate.
Oo
first
nga
time
eh.
Doon eh, first time.
Hindi katulad sa track. Di ba? You just follow it. Ito, may point there somewhere. You guys have to figure out how to get there.
Exciting to. Kasi first time eh. First time. Hindi tulad ng mga race natin. Meron tayong track read eh. Di ba? Ito, wala. Talagang...
Hindi natin alam saan tayo pupunta.
So
pag natapos mo to, talagang okay, rewarded.
Ikaw, Toddy.
Well, wala tayong magagawa, nandito na tayo. So by hook or by crook kailangan natin gawin to.
But, I mean, you guys have raced and competed and done a lot of these types of things, no? Have you ever done anything like this?
No, this is my first time. Actually, 2 days ago, nag-general na car kami. First time ko mag-adventure bike sa off-road.
What?
Ngayon lang daw nakita ng adventure bike na nag-150 off-road.
Nakalimutan niya off-road eh.
Galing pang ano yan, Iloilo. Tapos eh, niyaya ni Mark ng meeting, ayaw sumama. Ay, nung nalaman niyang may nakar, so biglang sumama.
Nakaroro kami, sabi ko sa kapitan, boss, pakibilisan. May general na car pa ako bukas.
Pero alam mo, hindi naman yun ang habol talaga ni Toti, yung off-road practice eh. Lobster.
Oh.
Kain tiger shrimp.
Tiger shrimp.
Okay. Sakto, sakto.
Actually, iba. Yeah. You know, I'm amazed. Sa dami ng riders na sumasali, Don Joseph, DJ finds a route na walang may alam. So, baka wanna ask, how would you guys do that to find routes that no one's been through?
Ang talagang gumagawa ng route namin is yung TLR, sila Kuya Resty. So they've been riding for mga 15 years na. So hindi na kami nahirapan paggawa ng route kasi yung route namin, pinadinadaanan na nila before eh. So nagiging problema lang namin kung babalikan nila tapos biglang nakasemento na siya, yun lang naman kuya. Pero lagi naman meron kapalit, ganun, na bagong route. So like last year, yung river crossing, yung follow the trail kayo. So yung Ambagyo, first time din nadaanan ng ano yun. So yun, hindi sila nahihirapan na magbuo ng route. Actually, yung route for next year, parang 60% done na siya.
Oh, wow.
Dahil nga meron laging ready na ano na route for that. So yun.
Sabi ni Nick Lafuente, thank you for the English, Mark Swong. Paki-translate Don Joseph.
Isa pang team namin. Isa pang teammate namin.
Okay, so Mark, what's your strategy in navigation?
Well, number one.
No, I mean because with yung mga Range Rover, yung mga Defenders,
yeah.
You have done stuff like that.
Yeah, medyo madaya ko. I always bring an expert. I always bring a local expert. So I always bring a local expert. So that's what we're trying to do with the team. Like Nick, Oh, Nick is well, he's a, works as a director for call center, but he's an ex-chef. Oh, Nick, you figure out the food. Buck, mechanic.
Pag di siya kasama, hindi ako sasama.
Master Ray, yeah,
he'll make
namin.
Dehydrated food taste better.
Mark, explain mo yung team natin. Ano yung roles?
Yung kanya, ano yung roles? Ako, nagahabol most of the time. Yeah, so yeah, Jojo. We have different... of course, Master Ray is the... Probably
pang senior citizen discount sa Starbucks.
He keeps everyone in check and dictated. Well, the other day dictated the pace. No? And of course, we have Totti who's sponsoring the team and willing budol victim. Yeah, Mackie's doing photo, video, pa cute shots.
Oh.
Yeah. Then we all actually still have to meet and figure out. People are saying malaki team namin. So actually, we're gonna ask what happens if a team, let's say, two people get left behind. Are there rules that you can join another group na?
Oh, pwede. You know, pwede mag-join.
Can you let us know
kasi
a little more about that?
Ang ano kasi, sa finish line, kailangan at least 3 yung makarating talaga. 3.
Okay.
So, i-consider namin na finisher yung team. Yung team. Pag 3 yung nakarating. Oo.
Okay na.
Pagka...
mabustahan na tayo kung sino makatapos sa team na to. Yun. Yun ang busta. It's not about finishing. It's sino sa unofficial 2-9 rider, official Ducati Access Plus team na makakatapos.
Ang question dito, one, kung saan matutulog sa first night, saka kung ano yung kakainin. Pag tagilid yun, baka wala na akong day 2.
Magpapa helicopter lift na.
Track me now.
Anong day ba yung ano mahirap?
Day 1, sir. Day 1.
So day 1 pa.
So day 1 yung more off-road. No?
Yes. Oh, I'm curious about, so this is the third time you've done it. How many start the race? Not the race. How many start the adventure? And how many finish?
Noong first namin, ang nag-join is 88, ang nag-finish is 40.
The first time.
Yes, the first time.
50%.
Yung second time namin, parang 90, siguro mga 99% yung naka-finish. Meron lang dalawa na, ay meron siguro mga tatlo yata na hindi naka-finish kasi yung nakasira na yung bike nila. So kaya hindi sila nakatapos. Pero sa teams, yung pagka-consider ko yung teams, 100% ng teams naka-finish last year. Sa rider lang talaga.
So unhappy kayo doon. That's why pinapahirapan nyo this time.
Hindi, actually yung second namin kuya, talagang yung off-road doon talaga mahirap naman talaga. Nagkataon lang na nung time na yun, natuyo talaga siya, walang ano. So kung,
global warming.
Kung basa yun, baka umiyak din sila nung second. So ayun.
May tanong si Vince Tagle. The big question is saan tata?
Si Kuya Vince, second.
Edi sa kung saan.
Third, that's
marunong naman kayo mag-hukay, di ba?
Ay, hindi na namin para problemahin yung kung saan sila. Problema na yun ng rider.
Magpa-workshop tayo. Tunay na rider workshop. Paano gumawa ng poop hole?
di ka namin kailangan send ng photos nun, no?
Sorry?
Di namin kailangan mag-send ng photos nun.
Nung pag tumataan. Depende po sa inyo.
Oh, si Boss Vinci. Magbo-boss sila.
Oh, nasa Jensen.
Di ba magpo-phone in si ano?
Oh, magpo-phone in dapat si Joseph. At
Joseph din pangalan, no?
Oo, oh, oh. Wait, hold on, check ko actually. Joseph. Hindi siya nag-reply.
Audio.
Anyway.
So, okay. Ang mga concern ko yung kung saan titigil, kung anong time, paano yung mga tutulugan. So, hanggang ano oras pwede mag-ride?
Ngayon po hanggang 8 PM pwede mag-ride. After 8 PM kung mag-ride ka pa, kasi naka-WRU po tayo. Shoutouts to WRU Fleet Management. Sila yung...
Sila beer belly.
Ang rule po natin, Sir Totti, is hanggang 8 PM pwede mag-ride. Pagka yung team nakita namin na nag-ride pa beyond 8 PM, automatic disqualified po yun.
DQ.
So, DQ. Ayun. So, yun.
So, okay. So, let's say by 8 PM, nasa river crossing kami, kailan doon kami matulog? Ganun ba yun?
Ganun talaga, yes. Sir Totti. Opo. So, you have to manage your time. Kasi, ang mangyari naman po, we will give the coordinates naman eh. So, parang kayo, syempre, imamap nyo siya, tapos titingnan nyo kung anong oras kayo makakarating doon sa point na yun. Kayo na po mag-determine kung tutuloy ba tayo o hanap na tayo ng lugar para saan tayo mag-stay. Ganun po yung mangyari.
So, kung pwede nyo pala ma-determine, so, ang gawin natin, by 7 o'clock, nasa hotel strip tayo, may casino, ganyan. Para check na kami doon, may buffet. Diba?
Paano ba't kami nandito sa Newport? Diba? Oh.
Ano, Sir Toti, third time ko na po ito. Wala po ako nakitang casino tsaka hotel na pinuntahan namin.
Teka, mali ata itong pinuntahan ko.
Yun. Oh, si ano, Miss Teki. Ba't hindi kasama si Miss Teki? Palaban yun. Diba? Sumama siya sa...
Invite ko sa tanay. Ayaw nga sumama eh.
Ayaw pa. Oh, konti na lang. Next year, sama ka, Miss Teki.
Sige, Miss Teki, I'll help you. Game tayo dyan.
Oh, yun. Okay.
Babalik pa daw kami ng nakar eh. With so, the Scrambler boys and girls.
Kailangan makasubok ng lobster. Kailangan mo magpabook early.
I will. There's a question earlier. What daw is a nice tire to use? I saw.
Ayun, no? Question yeah. For Sir Don. What kind of...
Sorry, hindi ko po pwedeng sagutin kasi meron kaming official tire. Pero kung ano man yung brand na binabanggit mo, sir, ay alam mong may tinda ako niyan kasi ikaw ang ano namin.
Okay
pero...
lang, banggitin mo na, plug mo na. Ano yung tire na nagsusupport?
Basta 50-50 na tires is okay.
50-50. Okay, 50-50. Katulad ng?
Magandang brand na pwede niyan.
And saan available?
Sa Access Plus, available siya.
Bawal ba banggitin doon?
Ano naman? Ano naman tayo? Respeto lang, Tito Ray. Opo.
Okay, so day one is the hardest. You have to navigate. And you also have to... I mean, sa so nagpaalam na kayo? Like, oy, may matutulog dyan sa rice field nyo, ha?
Ganit, opo. Kasi kuya, ano, we really need to ano, parang magsabi dun kasi tribal community yung dadaanan. So, ang maganda kasi dito sa ginagawa namin na adventure, may immersion kasi siya dun sa tribal community dun sa north eh. So, babanggit ko din, hindi kasi ganoon kadali magpaalam dun sa kanila kaya sobrang strict namin dun sa rules na kailangan hanggang ganito lang yung oras mo mag-ride kasi beyond that, maingay ka na masyado, nakakahiya dun sa tribal community. So para mapa-approve kami dun kuya, hindi lang yun one time na, alam mo yun, magbibigay kami ng letter na meron kaming dadaan kami dito, padaanin nyo kami, hindi ganun. Si Kuya Resty, parang babalik yan, 6 times pa, liligawan yung tribal community, has to bring something to them para, ayun, tas pagka okay na, ibig sabihin, nakuha na namin yung approval nila, saka lang kami magpapaalam na pwede po ba kaming ganun. Ganun ka higpit siya.
So malaking bagay talaga is being respectful
yes,
to the people who live there which is why you have that hard stop
yes.
At night.
Tsaka kaya lagi namin sinasabi na this event is really not for everyone. Hindi porket nagbi-big bike ka or nag-adventure bike ka pwede ka na sumali kasi
kung bastos ka, huwag ka na sumali.
Exactly. Yun, exactly. Kung if you don't know how to follow the rules, huwag ka na sumali.
Huwag ka na sumali, ha?
Oo. Oh, so, nakabinasa.
Walang mga naka-ninja.
So bawal yung bomba-bomba dito.
Oh, bawal po, Sir Toti. Opo.
Nagpasara nung BGC. Ayun, street something.
Anong kinalaman naman yun?
Rev bomb ba yan? Rev bomb.
Rev bombing. Ano yun eh.
May nag-comment sa atin, si Rosle Verhoek.
Oh, Rosle.
Hello, Rosle. Sasali yan. Clutch Team Rosle and Robbie is back for the following events. Toasting
you all with Aris Ilagan. Yon.
Sasali sa ano?
Sasali ba si Rosle?
Joining.
Wow.
FJ Moto. Yeah, kasali siya.
Joining FJ Moto.
Okay, all right.
Kasama niya si somebody Wait. From John D's team. Si
Is
Pico.
Aris joining also?
No.
Oh, hindi sasali 'yon eh. Matanda na 'yon eh.
Back ride. Oy.
Si Renga kayang-kaya eh.
Ah, hindi fit. Hindi fit 'yon eh. Hindi fit 'yon. Yossi ng Yossi. Umiinom, 'di ba?
Cheese-mis.
Question, how many do you have any international teams joining?
Madami kuya. I wouldn't say na international team, parang mga expat na nasa okay, Philippines. So, okay. We have a team from Cebu. There's second time na nila mag-join.
Nice.
We have a team from El Nido, from Palawan. I think they're supported by CF Moto. And then yung last na nag-register na parang international team was from, I think kay kila kuya John D. Lacson na team yun eh. Nice. So, ayun. They're Freedom Riders.
And then somebody from Norman Rings.
Okay. Wow.
Babanggit ko din kuya kasi marami kaming kasi nag-promote kami September pa eh. So marami kami talagang inquiries ng mga international riders from Europe, ganyan, na gustong sumali. Ang problema kasi, dapat pala banggitin ko kasi nito Sir Toti. ang problema po, kuya, is wala kasing bike dito. So,
madali lang yun.
Ito kayo sa access. So,
madami kaninang rally, di ba? Saka Desert X.
So, ayun, kuya. Bago ng
Street
motor
Fighter. Ital Jet.
Punta ka sa Katipunan, sa Alabang. Ako, daming motor. Mamili ka.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Then, kanina, di ba, tinuro tayo ni Sir Toti dun sa, ano, ang daming pwedeng iparent pala off-road bikes.
Actually, kasi di ba we have Ducati riding experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we have DRE. A lot of scramblers. So kung okay lang sa scrambler, yung Desert X kasi gagamitin na namin, saka yung rally. So ganun.
Oh, yun meron na pala next year. It will, yung magdadagdag tayo ng Ducati. So it'll be the FJ Moto Ducati Enduro Mountain Adventure 2025.
Madadagdagan ng Ducati ang title.
Or, gawin mong twice a year yung event.
Nahirap yun. Twice a year din may nagagalit sa akin, kuya. Tama na yung isang beses lang.
Okay, what were the challenges you guys faced in the last two? And what did you guys do to make it better this year?
Yung sa first kasi, yung sa promotion naman po namin and fan, kung paano namin i-market yung event, same lang from the first, tapos yung second, tapos ngayon. Sinasabi namin talaga na mahirap talaga siya. Yung sa first, ang naging problema po dun sa first, eh siguro, kasi una siya, tapos ano, parang bago sa lahat yung concept ng event. So parang di masyadong sineryoso nung rider na, kailangan, na mahirap talaga siya, na kailangan, discarte mo yun eh. Hindi namin tuturo sa'yo talaga lahat eh. Kung, meron time na yun na you have to cross a river na isasakay mo sa balsa yung bike mo. Doon nag-funnel lahat. Doon yung time na talagang parang sabi ng mga tao parang stupid naman itong event na to. Parang ganun yung
di nila nag, yes. They didn't understand the concept behind this is the point you figure out how to get yes, there. We're not gonna hold your hand. We're not gonna have like a guy saying this way.
Yes.
You have to figure it out.
So anong nangyari kuya, mayroong tatlong babae na naka-finish nung time na yun, nung first. So parang nung naka-finish yung tatlong babae, parang sabi ko, ay, kaya naman eh. Talagang siguro, hindi lang okay dun sa ibang rider. So dun sa second...
Sino yung mga ibang rider? Kilala ko sila, pero hindi ko babanggitin yung
hindi, wala po. Kuya, wala akong ano sa kanila.
Alam ko rin yung brand.
Hindi, actually kuya, okay nang naman yun. Kasi mas maigi nga na nangyari yun. Kasi as an organizer, di ba, parang... nakapag-adjust din ako na talagang hindi i-adjust ko din kung paano namin gawin yung event. So okay lang sa amin yung problema. In-anticipate ko na talaga yun na may ganun. So dun sa second, yung adjustment namin talagang parang 360 degrees yung talagang inayos na namin. Talagang wala nang, hindi ko naman sinasabing perfect, pero lahat ng di okay dun sa first, in-adjust namin dun sa second yun. Tapos ngayon, sa third, talagang in-improve pa namin. So, ayun. Ang isang mga problema namin, yun nga, kasi hanggang ngayon, natatypecast kasi siya na race. Eh, syempre, ayaw naman namin na mangyari yun, na ganun.
Yes.
So, dun kami nahirapan. Kasi yung iba, iniisip nga na race siya. So, kailangan namin ulit-ulit, hindi siya race. Challenge siya, kalabanin mo yung sarili mo kung kaya
Toti,
mo.
Toti, hindi siya race, ha? Hindi siya race, ha?
Sabi ko nga, kailangan lang natin pakatapos. As a team.
Yes.
Diba?
Mm. Yeah. Ang galing.
Sabi sa akin, yung sabi sa akin, the other day, pero maganda na sa harap pa rin.
hindi na, ako, honestly, hindi ko naman po mapipigilan yan. Basta, basta sumusunod tayo dun sa rules, wala po tayong magiging problema. Yes, kung nagre-respect tayo dun sa community na dinadaanan natin, wala pong problema sa amin yun. Kasi syempre, hindi naman natin maalis sa mga rider yung pagiging competitive. Eh. Pero sumunod lang tayo dun sa rules. Wala po tayong ano dun.
Okay,
ano
so what are the rules?
Oh, what would make you disqualify?
Disqualify. Yun nga, una, pag di ka sumunod dun sa riding hours, ang riding hours namin is hanggang 8 p.m. Tapos kinabukasan, pwede ka mag-start ng 5 a.m. Tapos, any report sa amin na, pag lumagpas ka dun sa riding hours mo, automatic DQ na yun. So, ang gagawin namin, magsisend kami ng parang message dun sa team na parang, you did this violation. Wala na yung, baka naman pwedeng pagbigyan mo kami. Walang ganun. As in, talagang automatic DQ na agad siya. Tapos pag merong kasi, yung dadaanan kasi, like for example, sa first day, talagang purely tribal community siya. And naka-coordinate kami dun. Pag merong kaming narinig na reklamo dun sa team, from the tribal community na malabo naman magsinungaling o ano man, automatic DQ na rin yun. Tapos, yung iba, pag, di ba sabi ko kanina, kailangan maka-finish tatlo. So, kung dalawa lang yung maiwan na sa team, siguro second day, dalawa na lang sila, pwede silang mag-merge sa ibang teams eh. Pwede mag-merge. Pero okay, hindi sila pwedeng mag-finish ng dalawa lang sila. So, bakit kami laging laging tatlo dapat? Kasi nga sa hirap ng route, tulungan kasi yung tatlo dapat eh. Parang, alam mo yun, pag dalawa lang, medyo naalangan na kami. Safety pa rin yung iniisip namin. Kung dalawa ka lang, hindi nyo mo kakayanin. Hindi namin i-allow yun. So, kailangan mong emerge sa iba. Ino-notify nyo kami na dalawa na lang kami, nag-give up na yung iba kasi walang hotel.
Walang casino.
Walang
casino.
Walang buffet. Walang bidet. Ano, ako na baala. I will provide all of you with 2-9 rider bidets. Yun.
May 300 participants, okay. Ha? Madaming bidet yun.
Hindi, dito. Sa unofficial tunay, yun ang sponsorship ng tunay na rider.
Brief.
Ito, mahaba yung message.
Oo nga. Good evening, Boss Totti Alberto. I watched the ride yesterday with your amazing co-riders. Magkano bayad mo sa kanya? Sino? Kailan mo ba yan?
Ano to? May lagay ito. May lagay.
I was inspired and enjoy watching your riding travel. Also, the thrilling feel and happy experience with the motorcycle Multistrada.
Halatang bayan.
Parang chat GPT yan.
Parang China troll farm to ha.
Parang
AI ha.
Galing. High tech. And wonderful place. You'd reach AM speechless. You're doing and fixing your riding boots. So kind. I'm very inspired. Love waiting for the next travel video of riding. Travel, keep safe, boss.
May nanonood sa
tip to, pare. May tip to, magaling.
Oo, oh, magaling, magaling.
Okay. Siya ata nagbayad
dyan. Thank you, Nico. Thank you for the good comments.
May sponsor din. Ang pogi daw ni Mark Song. Yun, sinungaling.
Bayad, bayad.
Makabayad din.
Balik tayo, may question ako. What if, kunyari, kuya, may naiwan na dalawa, pero nag-cut off ng kunyari 8 p.m. Paano yun? Doon na sila matutulog yun.
Doon na sila, kuya. Oo. Tsaka isa pa pala, ano ba? Wala nang gagalaw, kuya. Isa pa pala yung...
Kunyari, paano kunyari, ano na lang, 2 kilometers away na lang. Kuya, from the next checkpoint.
Kasi kung basta, kasi syempre, nag-set na kami ng 8. Bago pa mag-8, dapat alam nyo na kung saan kayo mag-stop. Dapat naka-calculate na yun sa team kung dapat gandito na lang tayo, ganun. Kung may naiwan na dalawa, na mga 7:30 na, antayin nyo na yung dalawa para... Hindi talaga gagalaw. Kasi hindi ko talaga pwedeng pagbigyan, kuya, kasi sasabihin ng iba na... Tsaka yung WRU kasi naka-online siya eh. So, hindi lang kami nag-check yung ibang mga yung ibang participants o yung ibang mga kaibigan ng participants. Nag-check din sila online. So, ayun.
In short.
So, it's everybody can see the location.
Yes, apa.
So, straight kung nasa Newport, alam mo
na. Pag nasa Pato yung isa. Bumalik ng Okada yung isa.
Okay. You said earlier about the team size, no? And how this is a relatively large team. What is the optimal team size?
Last year, ang pinaka-biggest na team is parang mga 12 yata yun. Team Aura. Parang sa Triumph sila na team. Hindi ko na... wala akong ano, kuya, para ikwento ko yung nangyari sa kanila. Basta...
Kwento majority nila, ng majority palabas pa lang ng Pampanga nagkawalaan na sila.
At a group of 12 is quite large.
Medyo mahirap kasi i-manage siya, kuya, kasi syempre unang-una sabihin ko na syempre yung character ng bawat rider kasi iba-iba eh. So pag sobrang dami ka tapos may isa kang team leader, imagine mo yung team leader mo i-manage yung pagpalagay mo na, for example, 10 kayo, i-manage niya yung 9 pa, kanya-kanyang attitude, so ang hirap, di ba? Tapos, syempre, yung riding skills din, merong ibang rider na mabilis, may ibang rider na mabagal. So, pagka nag-navigate sila, syempre, may maiiwan. So, yun ang mahirap. So, natuto na yung mga riders na nag-join last year, naghiwa-hiwalay sila. So, meron, ang average yun, parang group of 5, ganyan, 4 or 5 riders. Yung isang team na malaki is parang almost 30 na sila, yung Cat PH, sila Kuya Manu. Pero ang ginawa nila, dinivide nila sa Tigfa 5. Nag-subgroup sila. So, may kanya-kanyang team leader yung bawat team nila.
Mukhang pwede so, gawin natin yun ah.
Si Enduro 30?
Si Enduro Factory, another big group sila.
Oh, what's up, Pao? Nanonood eh.
Kuya Pao.
Thank you for giving us the GPS coordinates ahead of time.
Ayun. So yung si Enduro Factory, ganun din ang ginawa nila. Dinivide nila yung team nila sa Tigfa 5 or ayun. So
gaano kalaki yung Enduro Factory?
Parang mga 20 Kasi meron pa silang team na from Mindanao, dalawang team yun eh. Parang mga almost, hindi ko nagkakamali, almost 30 rin sila.
30.
Ayun.
May nag-message, can you give tips for these guys, the first-timers?
Kasi dun sa...
Okay, Randy Bailon, any tips, advice for first-time participants? What to prep for, etc.? Shout out Boodle Master, Mark Sung, Coach Buck, Idol Maki. May chance ba na mahulog sa bangin?
Sorry na.
yung team
nahulog ba yan? Kasalanan mo. Okay.
first advice, Randy, magpakalalaki ka.
Dapat pupunta ka buo loob mo. Di ba?
Ano, Don?
Ano advice?
Kasi honestly, yung team naman nila, Sir Toti, nag-offroad naman talaga sila. So, yung sa skill, wala akong doubt doon na kaya nila yung offroad section. Ang mas-adjust ko lang sa mga sumasali ngayon is you have to really manage your
toilet,
time.
Toilet.
yung toilet lang problema, Sir Toti. Ang advice ko doon sa mga bago is yung, syempre, i-manage yung time. Kasi, yun nga, like for example, yung first day pa lang, you really have to finish the first day kasi nandun yung pinakamahirap eh. Kung medyo relax-relax lang kayo, na-amaze kayo dun sa view, ganyan, tapos mas marami yung pahinga kaysa dun sa ride, medyo may problema talaga kayo nun. So, ang ano ko, yun, i-manage yung time, tapos syempre, i-adjust nyo din yung sarili nyo dun sa mga ka-teammates nyo kasi syempre, yun nga, magkakaiba ng ugali yan eh. So, ayun, para hindi kayo magkakagalit pagkatapos. Ayun, so, yun yung masuggest ko, kuya. Tapos, kung may time pa, meron pa naman tayo mga, I think, 15 days. Saddle time dun sa off-road, yun ang masuggest ko talaga.
Parang nasa stress na mga to. Tignan mo yung mga itsura nila. Parang tahimik na. Wala na. Hindi na nagpapatawa.
Kakatakin ako eh. Right, we have a question here. Oh. If we are in a big group right now, can we still divide it into smaller groups? So
pwede. Basta three. Yung three yung minimum. Ano, yung minimum. Three.
Oh, any other questions, Toti? Master Ray?
Ako may question ako. Pwede ba mag-back out?
Dapat, ano, kayo yung di dapat mag-back out kasi mga idol kayo.
Wala naman pride si Mark.
Ang taas na expectation, pero first time natin to, man. I mean, beginners tayo.
Beginner, nag-150
off-road. Ako sa tingin ko, yung event na to, ang point dito ni Don Joseph is yung camaraderie with all other riders. Kaya nga, it doesn't matter kung sino yung nauna eh. Pero, mas maganda pa rin mauna.
basta makatapos sa harap.
Pero bawal i-announce yun, di ba?
Yung aling
kuya. Yung kunyari.
Bawal.
Ah, isa pa yun. Yung pa pala.
Yung mga synonyms ng first.
Sa totoo lang, medyo nakakatawa yung rule namin for disqualification na yun. Actually, hindi disqualification yun eh. Parang ban for life ka na eh. Nakasulat yun dun sa rules namin na after the event, naka-finish ka, tapos you post it on Facebook na sinabi mo first to arrive ka, automatic ban na yun.
Yes. Bawal magdala ng walis ha. Kasama na yun. Hindi clean.
Paano? Pinasa lang sa akin yun, sir.
Paano kung fist to arrive? Ganun lang. Mga wrong spelling.
Basta yung first to arrive or you parang i-ano mo na nauna ka, automatic ano na yun.
Because that's ban not yun. What it's about.
Yeah. Hindi, kailangan ko din. Kasi kuya, ang ano kasi, ang maganda kasi, parang nakita namin kung paano yung mag-evolve yung Philippine adventure, yung rider ng sa adventure. Hindi ko masasabing dahil sa amin yon, dahil matagal na ng adventure ride yung iba eh. Pero yung community kasi ng adventure, although small, medyo masyadong close yan eh. Di ba? Alam mo naman yan. Yes, yun. So yes. Yun yung pinoproteksyonan din namin, yes. Na kami yung gumagawa ng event. So might as well yung protect yung community na wag bawal yung kamote dito sa ano na to. So kung bago ka pa lang, yung sunod ka sa rules, di ba? Parang, kasi syempre, ang maganda kasi dito kuya, pag may nag-violate ng rules, hindi lang ako yung... Kumbaga may hindi lang ako parang pati yung community na nakasama ko na parang nagdidepensahan din nila ako eh, parang alam mo yun. So isang parang alam mo yun, parang sobrang solid nung
okay.
So, bigyan tayo example din ha, yung Rimba Raid na nga lang kuya eh. It was supposed to be a race. Race talaga siya. Pero ang ginawa ng mga rider, nagtulungan. Hindi ko maintindihan. Sabi ko, parang hindi yata competition yung nagawa namin kundi camaraderie lang eh. So ayun, ganun ka-close yung adventure community ngayon. So, yun ang ayoko sanang ma... even si Kuya Mark will agree na ayaw namin na masira siya. So, ayun, Kuya.
Okay, so now that you guys... I mean, you guys knew this, no? Toti, Master Ray, Mark, Buck, Mackie. What made you guys wanna join this?
Oh nga, pwedeng ako yung magtanong. Ulit
oh, yun, yun. Tuloy mo.
Sir Toti. Sir Toti, bakit nga po ba kayo sumali dito, Sir Toti?
Okay. So, a few months ago, we had a close course enduro track sa yung farm ni Rene, no? The one in Santillana Farms. Tapos, nag-time trials kami. Tapos, nagkataon, I was one of the fastest there. Tapos, itong si Mark, nag-message sa akin, hey, you want to join ganyan?
Ikaw so, yung nagbudol. The ultimate budol pala si Mark. Oh, okay. Oh.
So sabi ko, Mark, you know, I've been racing motocross since I was a kid. Pero pare, sa motocross, pagdating ng alas 5, yung driver mo, sasakay yung motor mo sa pickup, di ba? Nandiyan na yung iniihaw nyo. I mean, you know,
diretso kayo sa hotel. Hotel, oo.
Sabi, so yun ang greatest fear ko. I mean, sabi ko, marunong ko magmotor, pero malabo ata ako dun sa matutulog sa river crossing. So yun ang fear ko talaga. Pero, hey, you know, at my age, I want to experience this. And thank you for giving us this opportunity to see if we can do it.
Thank you guys. Yan. Okay. So, Master Ray.
Ako naman, alos everyday ako nag-approve.
for the last how many years?
Ako sasali dahil hindi ako marunong talaga mag-navigate.
Yun.
Kanya-kanyang sabit. Like, sige, marunong ako mag-motor pero wala akong alam din sa navigate. Diba? So, tulong-tulungan nga. So, malamang, mangyayari nito, susundan namin yung marunong mag-navigate.
Sandali, sino yung marunong mag-navigate sa inyo?
Si Renzi, umalis na.
Marunong yun, ha?
Pag umalis yan, talo tayo lahat.
Okay,
tayo
okay.
Makatapos.
So, you guys have a navigator. Okay. Ikaw, Mark.
So, you're for the last... I've been wanting to join since the first one, wala ako sa bansa. Last year, I had another conflict in schedule. This year... birthday ng kids ko, Feb 11. So, di na naman makasali. Sabi ko, third year na to. Nagpaalam na ako sa bahay. Sorry, kids.
ito yung GPS coordinate. Yeah, but, dito na yung party mo. Habol na lang kayo.
But me kasi, I really believe in what Don Joseph is doing. He, a lot of the proceeds, he donates to the tribe. And he's building this awesome adventure community na ang dami kong kilala online lang eh. Mm-hmm. And but we're buying there's this camaraderie that he's built that
with
I
the
want
right
to support.
Culture.
Support ako ng support. Pwede mo nag-attend. So sabi ko, this year I really have to attend this year. So there.
Actually, every year ko to tinukulit. Kuya, ganun.
And then me and Buck, we supported a lit in our own small way. And actually, for everyone who's watching, from now until we've posted this online, but from now until before the race, I'm opening up my campsite. If you guys wanna just ride, it's part of my sponsorship to Don Joseph as a friend. You can come to Campwell and my other property in Marilaki. You can go do group meeting in Marilaki. I'll have free coffee for you guys. You can set up your gear, do a test ride. I'm just opening that to all the teams. Yeah.
Para oh wow. Nila yung mga camping
so they can
gears
yeah
nila.
They can test their camping gear. They can meet. There will be free coffee prepared. Basta tell me when you're gonna show up. I'll have coffee there. So yeah. So it's just
where can they reach out to you?
Enduro Adventure Philippines.
Enduro Adventure.
Or my personal Facebook.
Okay.
Okay yun, Mark. So ako, practicing ko na yung sleeping pills para makatulog. Sa gubat. Anyway, meron dito. Ito. We need to. This is what it's about. Supposed to be. Any tips for mga gusto po matuto ng adventure riding?
Oh, yun.
So yan, please, Mark, start.
We're biased.
Oh, okay lang. We have our coach lahat tayo biased.
Well, there's also the DRE for slow skills. There's the Ducati riding
experience.
Ducati riding experience.
There's adventure coach training.
Mel.
Yeah.
Coach Mel Aquino does really good basics. That's where I learned also. We have Enduro Adventure Philippines. We do our secret training, per secret lang yon. Yeah, every Tuesdays. Coach Clyde does on-road and off-road. Coach Toto Villanueva does the BMW training. We have Coach Meng Sevilla of KTM as well. They have their Vermosa track. So there's
Jacob Orbe.
Jacob Orbe.
So there are a lot of great people who can help you level up to, so that you can join these kinds of rides. Oh, Buck, ba't ka sumali dito?
May common budolero.
Sino?
Dito. Kung si Toti binudol ni Mark, malamang lamang ako.
Oh, wala kang power doon, di ba?
Kung si Mark din naman budol. Malamang kay Maki, ganun din eh.
Oh, paano ka na... Oh, okay, so nabudol lang kayo, wala lang. Ikaw, Maki, ba't ka nadamay?
Eh, ako, naikot ko na Pilipinas siguro yung ano na lang eh. Yung
mga bundok na lang.
Na lang di, bundok na lang di ko napupuntahan eh. So, nung nakita ko yung ruta, sabi ko may Abra, may backroads ng Ifugao. Yun na lang yung hindi ko kayang puntahan siguro mag-isa. So, I took this chance to sumama. Diba? Para marami akong kasamang mahihirapan.
Basta walang tree climbing, ganun, walang ano, wala yung kuya.
Ay, wala ba? Sayang.
So it's all on motorcycle. Walang ano, walang kailangan lumangoy ka, walang mga ayun,
may hiking daw ah.
Tree planting.
De, ano kuya? ngayon, kasi mayroon kaming every event kasi na ginagawa namin kuya, may para may theme kasi siya eh. Like yung first namin, immersion sa tribe. Ang focus nung ride na yun is yung two nights mo, ang ending nun is isang parehas tribal community na may immerse ka doon. Yung second namin, ang theme naman nun is pinakita namin doon yung ganda talaga ng Pilipinas. Kung familiar ka doon sa content creator, what's ginawa namin. So yung naging focus ng mga riders ng participants noong time na yun is talagang pinakita talaga na ganda talaga ng Pilipinas yung di pa napunta.
Alam ka na yung theme this year.
Ano?
Barbie.
So this year, ang theme nung this year is camaraderie na siya. So yung first two nights, ang ending nun is dun talaga pwedeng magsama-sama lahat ng rider. Tabi-tabi yung mga tents nila. Sorry Sir Toti, kailangan talaga mag-tent. So tabi-tabi yung
joke
tents
lang,
nila.
Joke
so,
lang, game ako dyan.
Yun yung theme this year. Ano yan, parang pakita namin yung community as one, ganun. Sama-sama sila sa... After mo mag-ride sa buong araw, ang ending mo magkakasama lahat. Yun yung theme ngayon. Camaraderie talaga yung ano. So, ayun.
Sasayaw ba kami?
Walang sayaw ngayon.
Wala bang ano? Tree climbing?
Wala talaga.
Sandcastle building.
Wala rin, kuya.
So, there are designated camping areas.
Ngayon meron. Ang mangyayari ngayon, kuya, yung coordinates na ibibigay namin per day, meron kaming designated na finish line noon. So, end of day 1 na yon. So, ang bigay namin ng coordinates the following day at 5 a.m. So, sa day 2, meron ding designated na finish line, end of day 2 na yon. Wala na kaming ibibigay. Kahit pa sabihin mo na dumating ka dun ng mga 3 hours early, hindi na kami magbibigay ng coordinates. Dun ka na. Tapos the following day. Pero lahat naman yan computed namin na halimbawa, mahina yung team, talagang papasok ka doon sa oras. Kung talagang ano mo, hindi naman namin sinasabi na sobrang hina. Ibig sabihin, kailangan nandun ka sa finish line per day, yung team mo kailangan nandun siya. So, ayun.
Any last words?
Oo.
Don, last question. Kaya bang tapusin to within 2 days? Possible ba?
Hindi po sir. Hindi po dito rin. Marami na pong nagtangka. Hindi talaga po kaya.
Okay. Oh, talagang mahirap.
Mahirap talaga. Even po.
Mahirap. Klase talaga to.
Dito rin, even yung third day kasi may off-road pa din siya. So, ayun po.
Ako question, may ano ba? Pwede ma-reimburse yung seniors discount
bawal
niya?
Bawal po
ang... Seniors discount? Hindi na kuha yung seniors discount.
Ano ka, Starbucks ka ba? Baka ma-cancel ka. Dapat may seniors discount.
Man lang
pag si Tito Ray ang usapan, no doubt, makakatapos yan. Ewan ko yung ibang kasama ni Tito Ray.
Ayun.
Okay. Kami yun. Tumingin ka na sa amin. Alam naman kami yun.
Okay. For the new guys, what else are you doing to prepare? How are you guys preparing?
I've been riding.
Every day.
My problem actually is the road part. So this morning, I had one-on-one riding session with Coach Toti.
Oh, wow.
Hindi po totoo na mag-shota kami. Bumotor lang kami.
Yeah.
2 days na magkasama. Yeah. Straight.
Grabe. That's hardcore leveling up. If it's on road with Toti, ay nako, lahat ng mga kwento dyan.
Ako, araw-araw ako sa bahay kasi mahaba-haba yung visa na i-apply ko sa asawa ko.
And then we've had a lot of teams come to us to train. So I've joined a couple of them, sila Inigo, sila Julio.
Sila Grit.
So we had group training together, which was very fun. And it's nice to see everyone so excited and they're preparing na themselves to bring that skill up so that they're not shocked. So what we do is we do slow skills training, and then right after the training we do a trail.
Ikaw, Buck?
Ako, yoga. Yoga, salad, and good sleeping habits.
No, because malaking bagay. You need to be physically ready and you need to be able to the sleep is a huge part of it.
Hydration, ha?
Lagi namin sinasabi din kailangan yung mag-cardio. So alam niyo nung bakit. May trekking kasi siya ang part. So,
paano mag-trekking? Ano yung trekking?
May lalakarin
nga ako.
Lagot na ako.
Paano yung motor?
Iwanan yung bike.
Gano'ng kalayo yung trekking?
Hindi ko sasabihin yung...
Basta
may trekking siya.
May trekking.
Bigan to Abra, ganon?
May designated naman na parking doon, Tito Ray. So, iwan nyo yung machine nyo. Kasi yung next coordinates, you have to walk to the, para puntahan yung isang coordinates. So, yun. May tosyal sabihin ko na may ganon. Kaya lagi ko sinasabi na you have mag-cardio.
Parang muskalan yata to, ah. Oh, hindi tumingin.
Mahirap doon pa. Nga. Mahirap pa.
Mahirap pa. Mahirap pa. Mahirap pa.
Ay, teka pala. Dito rin ilang taon na ba kayo?
Dami. Wala naman bastusan, pare.
Seryoso. Seryoso. No, Tito Ray. Seryoso yung tanong ko. Ilang taon na
ba kayo? Hindi lang ikaw maraming nagtatanong yan.
Hindi po. Seryoso.
Walang naniniwala pagka nagsabi ko ng totoo.
Hindi kasi po ganito. Yung kasi, merong, kasi di ba, meron kaming coordinate sheet eh. So, yung sa coordinate sheet, naka-detail doon lahat kung ano yung gagawin. So, halimbawa, dumating ka dito sa isang... Meron din kami mga sub-checkpoint na tinatawag. So, may main checkpoint, may sub-checkpoint. Ba't kami nag-sub-checkpoint? Para hindi maligaw yung rider. So, kailangan daanan mo muna yon. You don't need to take a picture. Meron doon sa coordinate sheet na parang you don't need to take group photo, proceed to next checkpoint. May ganun kasi kami. So, ba't ko po tinanong...
So, pagka senior...
Yes. Actually, pagka... Yes. Doon sa trekking part kasi... meron kami sa coordinate sheet na ilalagay if you're a senior citizen o 60 ka na and above, hindi ka required na mag-trek.
Or paano kung may problema ako sa tuhod?
PWD.
May medical PWD. Certificate pwede?
Hindi.
PWD.
Kasi kung may,
flat-footed.
Hindi. It only applies to senior citizen. Kung meron ka pang ibang problema, wag ka na lang sumali.
Guys, patay. You know, I have a broken ankle.
Oh, paano yung broken ankle?
Oh. Two bad knees.
Yeah.
Ilan taon na po bayo, Sir Toddy?
55.
Cool. Hindi po kayo exempted.
Sorry.
Yun ang mahirap.
Sabi ko na, may mga three.
Pero sabi ni Ali, 40 lang si...
Tito Ray
eh.
Si Ray, kung tumakbo yan, parang 40 pa.
Kaya lang, ang ano po kasi Tito Ray, yung destination po kasi doon sa Itatrek, sobrang ganda talaga eh. So... Nasa sa inyo po yun kung gusto niyo pa rin puntahan, pero like lahat naman ng ginagawa namin may dahilan bakit eh, pero ang masasabi ko pagka napuntahan niyo yung lugar na yun, hindi po kayo magsisisi ba't kayo nagpagod pumunta. So yun po yung ma-assure ko sa inyo, pero hindi pa rin po kayo required ito today.
Pero mas masaya kung kasama ka.
Kaso, mahina ako sa lakaran eh.
Akayin mo na lang ako, Ray. Akayin mo na lang ako.
Enjoy the tour.
Gaanap tayo ng kalabaw dun.
Joy, can I give a recommendation for preparation for Toti? Can you let him take a dump in the garden?
Testing.
Every day, practice every morning, kape. Tapos give him a shovel.
No, actually...
Tomorrow,
no, balancing.
Pareho lang kami.
Training,
balancing and squatting and doing your business in the wild is a skill that you have to practice. I'm telling you, you just can't be like, oh, I gotta go because you're gonna fall.
Practice naman siguro 1 kilometer in trekking.
Yan.
Hindi po
guide lasing po ako talaga, wala po.
We're coming up on the 1 hour mark, and this is a question we ask of all of the guests, first time guests on the show. Any other questions?
Nope.
All right. Anong definition nyo ng tunay na rider? Let's start with Master 40-year-old Ray. What's your definition of tunay na rider?
tunay na rider.
Anong isang tunay na rider?
Ang tunay na rider ay araw-araw nagmumotor.
Yeah. Simple.
May modulation pa talaga ng boses eh.
Oh. Toti.
Okay.
Hindi nagte-trek. Hindi nagte-trek.
Ang sabi motor lang, 'di ba? Sa trek patay na tayo. But anyway, para kay Don Joseph. Kailangan nating gawin 'to para masabi natin tayo ay tunay na rider.
Yeah.
Yo. Meron kaming ipapamigay sa mga guests natin eh.
Sinagot mo na 'to, Don Joseph, 'di ba?
Tanong natin.
Oh, meron tanong natin ulit.
Sagot last time.
Yeah.
Ano yung definition mo ng tunay na rider?
Tunay na rider sumasali sa event ng FJ Motor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Kailangan tapusin. All
right.
Dahil dyan, yung Macbeth, tunay na rider.
Underwear.
Dali niyo sa bundok to. Oh. Thank you, Macbeth.
Okay. So, sponsor namin yan.
Hindi na bibili yan.
Toti, check mo kung may skid mark na ba?
Taka, ba't second hand to?
Meron na ba, meron na si Mark.
Dede, ito na lang, i-bag na lang akin.
All right. Thank you Don Joseph.
Dede,
thank
may bar, oh. Gusto silang pasalamatan.
Ah yeah, any ano, any sponsors you guys want to thank? Any shout outs?
Ako, I'd like to thank my wife Joy for allowing me to join this event. Walang bawian, 'di ba?
Actually, yung
hindi naman nagpaalam eh.
Last year ended Karina.
Master Ray.
Ako naman, kino-congratulate ko na kaagad si Don.
So, good job, Don. Yeah. Good job.
Oh, Don.
Pwede
yung... Oh, yeah, naman. Yeah, go. Lahat ng sponsors nyo. Go.
Ano, yung sa, ano, Philippine Adventure Community, thank you for, ano, naniniwala kayo sa amin. Hindi naman kami nambubudol, so, ayun. Yung tribal community, hindi ko nabanggit ko yan, baka pwedeng
yes, chance. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yung ang beneficiary namin this year is yung Gubang Tribe from Malipkong, Abra. Nagpapagawa kasi sila ng facility for ano parang arts and culture, parang building. Hindi naman sobrang laking building. So, yun. So, doon namin ibibigay yung proceeds nito. Magbibigay din si Water for Life ng water filter para doon sa community. Parang they will give parang 30 na medyo high tech yung water filter nila na ibibigay. Yung trophy namin for the finisher, pinagawa namin sa mga preso ng Angeles City Jail. So mayroon silang livelihood program, may mga carpentry sila, so doon namin pina-fabricate yung mga ano, so yun yung hinit namin.
Wow.
Banggitin ko rin si Ma'am Marisa Florendo ng Pearl Firm, nag-donate siya ng 100 na
pearls.
No. ng mga jackets for Maliko, Nueva Vizcaya. So yung mga sumasali before, alam nila na yung event really has a purpose. So nagpapasalamat kami sa kanila for ano. So yung mga nag-donate din, like si Kuya Mark, nag-donate siya pandagdag dun sa tribe. So ayun. Sa sponsors namin, Kuya, if
go, lang, go, go.
The event is co-presented by BMW BMW Motorrad.
Next year Ducati na yun.
Go Time Bank, WRU Fleet Management, tapos Province of Ilocos Sur. And then si Vice Governor Ryan Singson, nag-support din siya. Ineos Philippines, Ride Manila, Imprint Customs, who provided all the souvenir jerseys. Charby Sports Philippines, Mitas Tires Philippines, Sena, Sir Toti, Ducati. Actually, Access Plus talaga yung... Pero I have to highlight Ducati kasi iba pa rin na Ducati
yung... Hindi Indian, hindi yes. Italjet, Ducati. Diba? <Yes. laughs>
Triumph Philippines, SEC, Sherco, Rehu, Pro Taper, Grit, Throttle Life, sila Kuya Mel Aquino, si Ate Vin, who's been with me since the first.
Magluluto ba si Ma'am Vin? Ang sarap magluto yun. Kasama ba sila?
Sa event proper na sila. Ayun. Tapos, Adventure, Enduro Adventure, Philippines sila, Kuya Mark. Yung mga kaibigan ko sa Enduro Factory, Kuya Pao, Kuya Ariel, Motobox, nag-support din sila. So, ayun, sobrang thank you na. Every year, medyo dumadami na yung nagsusupport.
Ilan pala yung kasali this year?
300 riders, wow. 63 teams. So, 3X? Talagang, yes, 300 riders. So, okay, ayun, sobrang dami. So, nagpapasalamat kami na at least na napalago namin yung event na ganun.
Galing,
so,
galing, galing. And yung entrance fee is what? 9,000?
Yeah. Ano kaya? 6,500 yung entrance fee. So, hindi ka na pwede sumalit. Close na kasi yun.
Hindi na. Pwede sumalit. Yeah. I was gonna join. Diba? Mag-iram ako ng Italjet. Italjet at saka Indian. Yun naman. Pwede sa akin.
So, ayun. Ano pa ba? Of course, yung partner namin sa event, The Long Riders, TLR, hindi naman magawa ito kung hindi dahil sa kanila. So, maraming salamat. Kuy Resty, kay Zach. Nakasama ko sila nung last, nag-final track read kami. It was supposed to be 3-day lang na track read. Umabot kami ng 6 days. So, talagang adventure talaga pagka TLR yung kasama. Sobrang saya. So, ayun. Tapos, syempre, lagi ko sinasabi ko, bago lang din kasi ako. So, yung respect ko sa lahat, sobrang laki. Hindi ko ina-expect na I'll be here with Sir Toti and Tito Ray.
Hindi rin namin na-expect eh. bigla lang sila
sobrang,
sa
sobrang,
eh.
Ako rin eh, hindi ko ma-expect.
Sampu kami ngayon.
Oo nga eh, sorry. That's why nakaka-technical difficulties tayo. But, yun, alright.
Iba, take us out.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, there's not much else to say. This is an incredible event. Thank you to our partners, Horwin, Cardo. We're going to a Cardo event tomorrow. Macbeth for the underwear. I'm always wearing it. I don't wash it. Watt Mobility, BMW Motorrad, and syempre mga brands. Kasabihin natin PopSocket, OtterBox.
Peak Design.
Peak Design.
The
yun.
Best design in the peaks.
And then sana Chigi, ha? Nanunun ba sila Chigi?
Next year daw sasali si Toby Price.
And of course, the Pod Network. And we're here at the GoTime Bank Studio. See you guys next week on TNR.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.